Okay, so what I'd like to do, because of our suggestions yesterday, I think left everything a little bit confused. I'd like to go over this Mishnah and incorporate the suggestions of Alon and Rabbanea, and we'll start from the beginning. So, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Hapeah nitenet b'mechubar lekarka. So remember that we have our pasuk, Lo techaleh pa'at sadecha b'kutzrecha. You're not allowed to finish off even the pe'ah. And that means that some learn this from the actual pasuk, Le'aniv v'lager tazov. Le'aniv v'lager tazov means it's supposed to be left there and not collected by you. But the simple meaning is that we learn it out from Lo techaleh, even the pa'at sadecha, you can't cut it. And you have to leave it for the Ani Vegar. The extra pasuk of the Ani Vegar Tazovotam is a mitzvah say in the event that you did, that there's still a mitzvah to give the peah even if you illegally took it. The question is whether, Shmuel Chanina, you're still not muted. So the question is whether this is true under any and all circumstances, or whether there may be a different din. Now remember that in the Yerushalmi, we have a machlokas about whether there are two types of peah. There might be a different peah, which is not the same as the soda, which allows aziva, but there's a different peah, which is the peah that is given from the ilanot. And remember, we needed before a remez that we give also from ilanot, because the pashtus of the kutzrecha, the kutzer is tevuah. And the din of therefore lo techaleh pa'at b'kutzrecha would not apply to things like trees. And therefore, the whole din of not taking off the peah is not applicable to trees, even midiraisa. And that would mean that there are cases where bedafka, you shouldn't allow the aniyim to come up. It's your chiyuv to get it to the aniyim because it's too difficult to be ozev otam laniyim. Now the Yerushalmi discussed that possibility, and as the Gra points out there, if that would be the case, then this would be a deraisa. Okay, Yerushalmi doesn't come out with a clear-cut determination of that, and the Rishonim essentially don't bring up that havamina in the Yerushalmi. So apparently, it's assumed that the halacha is that this is not a new deraisa, and it's a different way of applying the din to cases where there might be danger to the aniyim in collecting. So the Mishnah makes a special din in a case where the danger is very concrete. Let's say a dalit. So a dalit is a trellised vine, and the trellises are usually quite weak. And if you've got 30 people jostling with each other and aniyim and climbing up on the trellis to try to get as many grapes as they can, it's likely to collapse and kill some of them. And the same thing is true about climbing up on a palm tree, which is high, smooth, has no branches. And if they're going to be getting up there and fighting each other on the way up, you can be sure that we'll lose a few aniyim on the way. And therefore, we say that when it comes to that, the Baal HaBayit should be morid. He's the one that is allowed to go up there. Don't let those aniyim go up there. And he is mechalek la'aniyim. Now, there's two issues over here. One is that he's morid, which per pashtus he's not allowed to do because it says you can't take off the peah. So what is the heter exactly to do this? So some learn, again, the mocker for this is not clear, but some learn based on the way they understand the Yerushalmi, and this is the way the Rav explains the Mishnah, and it's the way the Rash explains the Mishnah. And because of that, they say that when it says otam, remember, oftentimes we're derish the word otam to mean otam specifically and not other thing. So the otam that would mean only these peot, meaning only the ones that are in the soda. But not all of them. There are some things that are not left like this. And now we're going to use our mind to understand which things are not left like this. So those would be the things that, in fact, are going to endanger the poor. And it's mistaver that that's what the Torah is referring to in that remez of otam. Okay, let's assume that for a moment. We still have to question Why would you give it out to them? Because the Tazovotam, there's two issues. One is allow them to collect it on their own and don't pick it. And the other is don't take over the distribution. So how are we allowing the giving over of the distribution? So the Yerushalmi there, that is explained clearly, that if you're going to put it down and let them take it, then we suspect you of not really putting it down in a way that will give an equitable distribution. You'll put it somewhere that's more accessible to your cousin, and you want to give it to your poor cousin. And because of that, we say, no, you can't choose where to put it. It has to be equitably distributed. So we were metakein that you should distribute it in order to give it to the aniyim. So far, we could simply learn the Mishnah like that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af b'chalikei egozim, you've got to extend, since this is a svara based on what you consider to be, what did the Torah mean when it says only these and not others? So you're using your svara to say only these and not others means that if it's a dangerous situation, well, I think chalikei egozim is just as dangerous. So if you've got these tall nut trees that also have very smooth skins and few branches, those would be just as dangerous for the aniyim. And we don't pass them like Rabbi Shimon. We don't consider them to be just as dangerous. But here's the next problem that we run into. And that is the aniyim can take a vote as to how it is that they want the peah to be left. So, afilo tish'im v'tisha omrim l'chalek. So let's say in a normal peah, which is being given from the field, and we don't have this pasuk to tell me to treat it otherwise. So afilo tish'im v'tisha omrim l'chalek. So if you've got 99 out of 100 aniyim that are there, and they're all voting, look, we don't want to get into a fight over here, and we don't end up with an equitable distribution. Why don't you just hand it out? So even if 99 out of 100 say that's what you should do, and one says, and this one guy is a schlub who smashes everyone's head every time he goes in there, and they're all scared of him, and he ends up getting most of the produce. No, it's time for a free-for-all. It's lavoz, so we all go out there for a free-for-all. We have to allow the free-for-all. Lezer shom'im, she'amar kehalacha. He told you to do what the halacha says to do. But, I mean, if that's the case, what about if everybody votes to give it out? How could they tell you to do shelo kehalacha? So that was the question that concerned us yesterday. So you could say that the meaning is that, look, ultimately, this is a momon issue. And therefore, if they all get together and they say this money is meant for us, and if we want it to be mechulak in this way, and therefore we can decide what should be done and be mevater on the extra momon that we wanted, it's up to us, possibly. Now, yesterday, Alon made the suggestion that maybe the mocker of this is a deeper understanding of la'ani v'la'ger ta'zovotam, which would mean leave it up to them. So if this is what they want, so then I'm being ozevit for them. You don't even have to come up with this svara that it's called Tanaisha b'momon or things like that. It would simply be part of the Torah's original meaning in leaving it over to the ani v'ger. Reb Barnea came up with the suggestion that maybe there's a remez in Tazov to be understood as Azov Tazovimot, which would mean you're supposed to actually help him out under certain circumstances. And that would mean that the Rav's pshat and the Rashi's pshat, which was the remez of Otam, is much more powerful because it would mean these are the ones where we understand it to leave it. But there's also times in which you're supposed to be Tazov Otam, which you should actually help them. As I said yesterday, I don't know any, there's no marker for such a thing as far as I know anywhere, but it's a beautiful, certainly, so it's a beautiful additional explanation.
Right. I raised the word, but Moshe Hendel brought in Azov Tazov as the example.
Yeah. Excellent.
Of course, Alon suggested that we leave it alone.
And the Mishnah continues, or in some Mishnayos, this is the second Mishnah, Mishnah Beit. But if the question is taking a vote about a dalit or a dekel, in the case of the trellises, Enokin. Now, there, the halacha is, this is why the Mishnah is fascinating, because it certainly seems to be saying that the correct halacha is that it bedavka has to be taken down by you. And therefore, if they take a vote, and now you've got 99 out of 100 who are saying, we want free for all, we want free for all. And there's this one broken down guy who can barely move, and he says, no, free for all, give it out. We listen to him, because lezeh shomim she'amar kehalacha. In this case, they are the ones who, he is the one that is saying the halacha, because the ikar halacha is that you have to give it, and therefore you cannot take away his chelek from him. So whatever you determine otherwise, it's not a democracy to define. There is the given halacha, and then, which is the way that this mashma is, that you can make a determination only insofar as it's not against the halacha, and it can be encompassed within the halacha. So that was the Mishnayos, the Mishnayos we learned yesterday. And can we continue? Shmuel Chani? No, no.
Oh. Absoluto, yes. One Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel.
Okay. Mishnah Gimel. How about in a case where Natal Miktzat Pe'ah was somebody, in a case of a free-for-all? So the free-for-all gets sort of rough, you know, and people take all kinds of curious tactics to establish their rights over the Pe'ah. So how about if a guy took Miktzat Pe'ah, and he's got this bushel of Pe'ah, and he takes that bushel and he throws it over the rest of the row of Pe'ah. He says, ha-ha, it's mine, it's mine. He thinks that that gives him a kinyan to the Pe'ah, which doesn't give him anything. It's ridiculous. And all it does is, maybe he was even trying to hide the rest of the Pe'ah. Who knows? That's how the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos seems to understand it. In such a case, this guy is using illegal tactics. And if he uses illegal tactics, then ein lo ba klum. He loses his rights to everything, and even what he took originally, which he did have a right to, and he did it in a correct way. This is a knas to prevent using vicious tactics for someone who's trying to do something, the illicitly gain rights that he doesn't have. And because this is it follows in the previous Mishnah, because since the free-for-alls can easily become dangerous and violent, so because of that, this is how the Ritva explains it, that because of that, we were very, very machmir to give a knas like that, because we've got to stop this type of things in order to prevent something that would really end up being a true free-for-all. That's the way some of the Rishonim learn. Now, not everybody agrees with that. And the way that the Gra understands it, and so the Rush also says, is that it doesn't mean he loses even what he had. It just means he gets no rights whatever by throwing things on it. That's all. And in the event that the guy threw, let's say he didn't throw his Pe'ah, but he took his talit, took his coat, and he threw it over the rest of it, it's the same din. Ma'avir no ta'imena. This is true not only for Pe'ah, but since we're going to be getting later in the Masechet into the dinim of Leket and Shikha, it's true l'gabe Leket as well. If he tries to get it in a way that's inappropriate, so then he loses his rights, again a machlokas, whether it's even to what he had or whether just to what he attempted to gain illicitly. Okay, Rabosai, lovely. Bezrat Hashem.
Maybe three more words.
We continue on.
Three more words.
On Yom Rishon. What?
V'chein ba'omer ha-shikha. Okay, I didn't hear every say it. I only heard Leket.
I thought I said Leket and Shikha. I didn't say Leket and Shikha.
But now there's the words of the Mishnah.
V'chein ba'leket. Sorry, okay. V'chein ba'leket. V'chein ba'omer ha-shikha. We've got the standing grain in the field and you forgot about it. And it's included in the shikha. We'll see what shear that is, but you know, all the prate dinim later. The same thing is true. Any type of hanky-panky to attempt to get things illicitly is very strongly discouraged, even with a knas.